You always want to end the season off on a win, just to leave a good taste in your mouth. We weren't able to do that, but the thing is, we can definitely build off of it. Guys are going to go home this offseason, reflect, you know, and try to come back. We'll have an offseason with the team just to try to come back and eliminate some of those small things so that those close games could be victories.
How challenging is it to know that when you look back at the 2011 season, you guys didn't win a divisional game? Will that be something, a nasty taste in your mouth, that will really carry you through this offseason?
It'll just be motivation. It'll be one of those things that it'll light the fire going into next year. Just because we could have, we should have, but we didn't. So whatever it takes or whatever we need to do to make that happen, we'll make sure that we can do it to get some wins.
This season was filled with a lot of ups and downs. Just talk about how the team fought through the adversity.
That's one thing. Guys never quit. You know, a lot of guys played through injuries. A lot of guys played through different situations. You know, things didn't always go the way that we wanted to, but at the end of the day, guys just continue to fight. You know, a lot of prideful guys, a lot of guys that, you know, they play for their brothers, they play for the guy beside them. And, you know, you just love playing with guys like that.
And what do you think a full offseason will do for a team like this, considering the fact that you talked about the injuries, a new offense, a new head coach, a new position coach for you?
You almost get to start from scratch, but you have a little bit of a jump start and you get to build off, but you get to actually see, you know, how things are supposed to be done. Coaches get to, you know, express how they want things done and clean up some of the things that they might have wanted to clean up but just didn't have time or, you know, situation didn't allow. So it gives you a chance just to, you know, it's almost like a breath of fresh air just to start over on a clean slate.
And what did this season mean to you on a personal note, going through all the adversity and some of the challenges that you face with the concussions and with learning a new system and just being with a new position coach yourself?
It's just growth. You just learn to grow from it. You know, ideally the season would have gone differently, from the concussion, from the foot to the ups and downs or whatever it may be. But you grow, and, you know, whenever the outcome changes, it's just that much better.
Moving forward, what is your course of action when it comes to your off-season regimen? When do you start? When does Muhammad start to get back into the groove of things? Or is it a period where you just kind of just take some time to give your body a little rest first and then you jump back into it?
This off-season, I'm especially take some time to get my body back in order, you know, get my feet right, get my head right, and just get my body back right. Do things like yoga and Pilates and, you know, just small things just to get the body back in order and then gradually build into it. I haven't really set a timeline. I'm going to talk to some of the older guys to see how they go about doing things. Last year was kind of a weird year because of the lockout. The year before was even, you know, more different because it was my first off season. So this year, I'm going to really just see how guys that has either played with injuries or played through whatever, you know, how they build back up to come back stronger for the next year.
Now, during that process, do you actually still break down film and, like, watch your footage from the past year?
Somewhat. I'll probably be more tuned into a lot of the playoff games, just watching some of the other guys compete. May actually go up to one. And then, you know, once you get back in the groove of things, start breaking stuff down. But just, you know, for the first little bit, just try to relax and get my body back in order and just get away for a little bit to regroup.
And what would you think that one particular thing that you would do this offseason to perfect your game?
Just the little things. Just really the little things. Just whatever it takes to become, you know, a better receiver in this league. You know, talking to some of the other guys that are successful in the league, just see just the little things, because a lot of times it's the little things that set guys apart. So just try to figure out whatever that is to try to take my game to the next level.
And when you look at the way the playoff race is taking shape, you look at this AFC North division, all three teams are in the hunt. What does that say about the division that we play in?
You know, it's arguably the best division in football. And the thing that you could look at and take from it is that we were in all the divisional games. So just a few things, you know, being changed, you know, comes back to the little things. We could easily be right up there next year.
And on another note, you're a veteran in a very young locker room, and considering the fact that there were a lot of rookies that were asked to step up and asked to be put into some really key situations. What are your thoughts on how the way the rookies play this year?
They did a great job. You know, guys, they came in, contributed major minutes, and not just they were out there making plays. And with that experience, you just get a little bit better. You get a little bit better. And then a young team no longer is a young team, and you have the experience and you have the growth, and you can build off of that. Whenever you get in those tough situations, you can capitalize off your experience and turn it into wins.
And what do you say to the fans that came out this season that dealt with the unusual offseason, but then football came back, and like we talked about earlier with the ups and downs, you know, with the team, but the fans were here and they stuck with you guys?
I mean, it's very much appreciated. This fan base is special, just because they've been through thick and thin with us, and they are so loyal, always been there, and you know, all that is going to pay off. You know, we're not too far from, you know, being that team. You know, when you think of the Browns, you think of winning history and you think of winning tradition, and it's close. And we just really appreciate them for being there with us.
Thank you, Mo. Appreciate your help.